So this is the immersive area at PsychFest. Somebody's having their brain scanned, I think, at the moment, and that's all coming out on a big screen. I'm not sure if it's what's inside their mind, but it kind of could be. We've got Talkie-Okie, pop-up talk show, and they're having a heated debate. And then there's a whole VR experience section.
Hello, I'm James, Edward Marks. Here today, I'm in the Psych Zone, which we've done for the second year in a row, and we've helped curate a load of immersive experiences, some of them using old school tech, some of them using some of the latest tech, and some of them using something you may even have in your pocket, a mobile smartphone. The immersive tech is here, it's in our pocket. People are waiting for this more and more like amazing, more expensive kit, but you can still give somebody a very short immersive experience right now.
Do you think that people who come to a festival like this are more receptive to the new technology?
Definitely, because they're already understanding that the reality that we've been told is controlled, it's a consumer reality. We're still at the early days of this kind of tech, but I don't really want to see a world where we're all sat in headsets. So one of the big areas I'm working on at the moment is called mixed reality, which is HoloLens, where you're actually present and I can see you, and so not escaping totally. So I think there's a balance and of what you want to do and why you're doing it, and you know, maybe not being in it for too long, but in the future potentially you will wear a visor which will augment content and you won't have to a mobile phone.
My name's Craig Pennington. I'm one of the organisers of the Liverpool International Festival of Psychedelia. It's a celebration of music and creative platforms that take people somewhere else. It's a celebration of transportation. It's about giving people the opportunity to maybe think outside the box for the weekend, to escape that kind of day-to-day trudge.
So it would be absolutely mad not to have a room dedicated to immersive technologies then?
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. And I think the interesting thing about the whole idea of psychedelia is that it's really always been rooted in that idea of kind of taking people somewhere else. So immersive technology, virtual reality, augmented reality, is all about that kind of like literal transportation, you know. And I think that that's why as a palette, as a platform, it really, really sits really comfortably with what we do as a festival. And, you know, we've been commissioning new VR pieces and kind of working with immersive tech for about 3 or 4 years now. And I just think that it fits so comfortably in what we do as an organisation that it's just become absolutely central to everything we're about, really.
Is there something about this being in Liverpool? I mean, you're obviously from here, but is there something else?
As a place to explore the particular art form that we're interested in, Liverpool is the perfect canvas because of our history and our culture and what Liverpool stands for and means in the world.
By which you mean?
Well, Liverpool is music, it's creative thought, it's pushing the envelope, it's DIY culture, it's everything that we've come to stand for over the last, you know, however many hundred years, through what's been pushed by the people of the city. For us, when we're attracting people over from, you know, Scandinavia, the US, other parts of Europe to our festival, the fact that it's in Liverpool is a huge selling point. It's a huge selling point. You know, we sell dreams to the world, you know, that's what we do.